When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bobby Moore and Sir Geoff Hurst, the Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, we celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat, proud of our history, West Ham United.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
I'm not doing it, so...
Podcast. Yeah. It is Season 13, Episode 39. And it's just Nigel and myself left. Nigel, where are you? What are you's doing?
I'm in my shed.
Shedman. Just you and me?
Yeah.
We've just been Len and me lately on Question Time, so bring the professional back.
Last week?
Yeah, last week. It week before, one of the other weeks? He's been standing in for Question Time. Anyway, anywho, it's time for this. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Question Time, where you, the eight listeners, get to ask the two presenters questions. Sometimes it's questions, sometimes it's just statements, sometimes it's just you say hi. Is fine. We've got one on WhatsApp, by the way, an American who doesn't do WhatsApp he does WhatsApp. He doesn't do Facebook or Twitter. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Well, he didn't WhatsApp it to me. He texted me.
So. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Actually, I think he probably texted it to me. Maybe he doesn't do WhatsApp either.
Well, he does WhatsApp because he's in a WhatsApp group with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he should. Good point. Well made.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, you're right.
He did text it. No, he also sent me his dinner, but that's another story.
All right, there you go. Next, first up, I did ask a question. I don't think I did. What I said was, it may or may not happen because I hadn't spoke to the others when I put the question up. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, a few of you have taken a gamble and put one up. So you're the people that are going to pay out because you're going to get it answered as such. First up, it be old Richard Dardsey, the Northerner from Cornwall, who now lives in Taunton but supports West Ham. There you go. And no wonder he's always on travel.
And once cycled to the moon.
And lived in New Zealand for a few years. Kia ora, Dardsey, as we used to say. Good evening. All trust all is well in your world. There you go. There's Southwest speak for you.
Yeah.
With the report out today that we've had the most arrests in the Premier League, you've not covered that, Sean, have you?
Well, that was last week, but yeah, we did have the most. Although British Transport Police said we've got the least arrests. So there you go. We might have the most arrests, but just not on trains.
Oh, so we don't smash the trains up anymore.
Obviously.
All right.
In the south.
He said, do you think it's down to the increased searches we seem to have at the London Stadium?
Well, you know my answer on this.
Yeah, they don't search properly. I'll tell you what, though, Sean.
Yeah, go on.
They do search the away fans properly now, I've noticed.
Yeah, I noticed that, but they don't, you know, as you know, and look, I don't, well, I do it deliberately. I'll even battery in my wallet with metal, yeah, I'll leave my phone in.
It depends where you go, and because we don't tell people where we walk in, because we don't want queues to form there.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think it's all to do with where we go in.
What, that they don't use wands with batteries?
Well, they don't search us properly, yeah
maybe.
Because there are more searches as you get up top.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, if you get me drift.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And he wants to know, give a reason why Areola shouldn't be player of the season.
I think he's got a very good point. You know, if it's not Bowen, and it's not Kudos, and it's not... Pacatar, you know, it's a close run thing. I mean, it could be any one of those four, really. They've all had great seasons. It's going to be a difficult choice. Unfortunately, and maybe this is rough on goalkeepers, it comes down to people who score goals. And I think if Bowen hits his target of 20, first West Ham player to hit 20 in a season for a long, long time, I think that almost guarantees some Ham of the Year. What do you think, Nigel?
I think it'd be a closely run thing, yeah. If he can get to 20 goals, I mean, it'd be an outstanding achievement. You know,
what's he on? 14 or 15 at the
14.
Moment? 14.
14. So he's got to get another 6 in 11 yeah. games. It's a tough ask.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
And then to finish off, Dodsy says, out of the remaining teams in Europe, who would make you want to go on a European tour?
Who's left?
So, yeah. Well, yeah. In the UEFA Cup.
Well, I'm sure you listened to Kieran Maguire on Price of Football this week, yeah?
I haven't listened to this week's yet. No.
Yeah, so he's talking about going to Rome, obviously.
Oh, right.
I would have liked.
Sure.
I'd like to have gone to Rome. You're not sure about that?
No. No. I spent a long, seems to be the longest week of my life in Palermo.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Out there.
And. I know why the Pope kisses the ground now every time he leaves Italy and lands in a foreign country. Because I think he's glad to be out of there. Because that's Italian football. Italian
naughty.
Football fans.
You're not wrong there.
It takes it to another level.
Yeah.
In a way where I think, do you know what? I've been to Italy to watch West Ham. Don't need to see him again. Leverkusen, I don't know. It'd be good to go out there, I suppose. Prague, knowing our luck, we'll end up with Rangers or Liverpool. I don't know. What's Benfica Rangers? What's the score so far?
They playing tonight, aren't they?
No, they played Thursday night.
I was going to say, they all play Thursday, don't they?
Yeah, I was trying to see what the current score is at the moment. What was the score? So it's 2-2. That's a draw. So you'd imagine Benfica would go through there. Maybe Villarreal.
Beaten them already, though.
So, what, Villarreal?
Yeah, did we not?
Did we? When did we play them, Sean?
I thought we played them in Europa League first time round.
Did we?
Yeah. Did we not?
No.
On our way to...
Seville, you mean?
I thought we played Villarreal, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, we beat Seville.
We beat Seville, yeah. Am I going completely crazy?
I think so.
Okay. You're more likely to be right than me. What year was that? That was 2 years ago. So what is it, 2022?
2022, 2023, yeah.
It was actually 21-22. We played Lyon, we played Seville. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
The group stages was...
Yeah,
Genk, Zagreb and another team.
Yeah, you're right. Villarreal. I was thinking of Vienna. Deville.
Yeah,
Rapid. Zagreb, Rapid Vienna, Genk, then Seville, then Lyon, then Eintracht.
Can we get the English teams in the next round?
Next one we can.
That'll be our luck, won't it? We'll get Brighton.
I don't think Brighton will get through against Roma.
You don't, no?
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
Nor does Kieran, by the way.
Here's a funny thing. I know we've got Freiburg and they've got Roma, different kettle of fish. But, I mean, how does that stand that, if Brighton go out and so they're below West Ham and out of Europe in the old argument, because Brighton were the darlings of the... finger pointers, as I would call it.
Kieran talks about how, rough it is playing, football every Sunday, Thursday and Sunday, And people seem to forget that, right? We've done that for three seasons now. And perhaps it'll be a fourth one, People... seem to think how hard it is to do that and play football.
I did say it, didn't I? A couple of weeks ago. I think I took a bit of stick for it, but I still say, if we're in Europe, I'll be happy. Yeah?
No, you said last week. Not, you said I don't.
I hope we don't. Yeah, but personally, I would prefer, not to have a season in Europe.
Anyway, we're not good start. That we're already.
I don't know, I think it's a good start. Well done.
We're digressing and we're not even answering questions. We're just chatting,
We've answered three there. Dodds
got
greedy.
All right, okay.
So there you go. Why don't you nick in, son?
All right.
Scotty Neville ain't got a question. He said, but will there be a question tonight? Brady out. Next up is Super Chrissy Mills. Thanks for today, Chris. Well entertained, I was.
What was it? Go on, tell.
It was on Twitter. So you'd had to... He was literally arguing. Chris was arguing with someone and he'd asked me a question, which I answered. And then he carried on arguing with this bloke. But there was me, Nicky Hawkins. But we could only see Chris's replies. So they were, because this bloke protects his tweets.
Oh, right. Okay.
But he's probably, without reading his tweets, he comes across like some tin foil hatted type bloke. Who thinks the world's flat and there's a...
Oh, one of meteor. Those, yeah.
Yeah, because Chris's replies were getting...
thought that... Kevin Nolan took charge last Monday.
Yeah. Fantastic result on Saturday, says Chris. Sometimes you have to just be happy with the result. He said, although I thought the second half was pretty entertaining regardless. He missed the deadlines for last week, so I'll recycle. Brentford, there was no queues at the checks, no queues at the turnstiles, and not stopped once by the stop-go deviants and the way station after. Is it really too much to ask that this is how it should be at every home game? How can Ask White Brady not be doing more to get the fuckers up to speed? Well, Chris, the reason for that is possibly the fact is, I will find out, it was probably about 40,000 or less fans there. So there was no fun. And people still went early.
Yeah. We did get through. You were walking along with us, didn't you, going in?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did we meet you?
No, I met you inside. I was
But we met you on the way out. So on the way in, we thought we were going to be late.
You were late.
Because I didn't meet Finley till like 7:30.
I had a beer with Dodsey.
And we just went right through. There were no queues on the bridge and no queues on the turnstile. Mm. And my electronic ticket actually worked for once.
Oh, well done. Some great photos, Sean, and videos the last few days of Upton Park. You've obviously had nothing better to tweet. You've dug into the archives.
Well,
Sean,
do you know what? In some ways you did. And I remember, and you know this, I offered you all of this like 45 years ago to do a video. And you went, I'll get around to it sometime. But literally, they're on my phone. And this was a Bertie Brayley match. And Leon Hyde, who used to do some DJing and had a staff pass, got me in there. And I took some videos and pictures. There's a lot more videos and pictures still to come.
I love the way it did crack me up.
Go on.
It was the way you went, and here are some of the executive lounges that were once at Upton Park. You mean the Greenwood Lyle Lounge, Sean?
Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was.
I know.
But I thought it was, I don't want to make an idiot of myself, or Nigel why? Will come you along do, and
you
say...
You do generally, but then you make an idiot yourself by not actually saying. It's quite funny.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was. I've still got some more to come, and, you know, there's a few people. Even Jimmy Walker replied to the one when I went up in the TV gantry. You've been up in the TV gantry, haven't you? I got a number of mementos, which I donated to a museum, didn't I, Nigel?
You did.
Yeah, I bet they're still in that black sack. I've got pictures of them, by the way.
No, they're not. No, they're
You've catalogued them now, have you?
I've not catalogued them, but they're on a shelf now to be catalogued.
Oh, right. It's a good, you know... I just came across one. I forget why I came across one, and I just thought, I'll put them on Twitter. So I've been slowly releasing them. But Nigel has all the originals, and one day he might compile a video all at the same time.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
Fucking hell, I ain't got enough to get on with.
I know.
Kitchens and everything else. Dan Numbers.
Is it true you finished the snagging in the kitchen?
No, I've finished the extension of the kitchen.
Oh, he's done.
I've made the kitchen bigger.
Yeah, how come you're not working today?
To build the kitchen.
Oh, right, you had days off to build a kitchen.
I had to book holiday.
Oh, my God, all right.
Because they delivered Saturday.
Yeah.
So I started yesterday, finished today, and then actually, I'll be doing the snagging tomorrow.
The first kitchen or the
first
extension?
Kitchen, the first part of the kitchen.
Oh, right, okay.
Actually putting screws in the light switch and redoing the kickboards, sorting bits and pieces out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, the good lady's happy.
Good.
Which sets me up for a weekend away in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you're going to that.
Yep. So, Dan Numbers.
Oh. Yeah.
Who's left Twitter, it's now on Facebook. Yeah. Why has the club not come up with any initiatives to get the stadium as full as possible for the 5:45 home kickoff next week for Freiburg? What initiatives did you expect, Dan?
Yeah.
Cheaper tickets, yeah, after they'd already sold them.
Well, this is an interesting one. So I did talk to the senior source after it is a 5:45, and I must admit, I'm in an R-ing whether is it even possible, but I'm sure I'll find a way. He said, we were just as frustrated as you. We don't understand it. But as someone said, it was always a possibility. Everyone should have known that 5:45 was a possibility. Now, I publicly said, I think we should offer refunds for anyone who asks for one that can't make it now that they find it's 5:45. Because originally when they were sold it, and I've seen the emails, people being told it was 8 o'clock. Mm. And they did say the price might go up.
But it ain't now, is it?
No, it's not the price that is the issue. It's the, can I get there for 5:45? And as Paul Turner said, not one for out of towners. I like that.
I mean, what did I pay for? I think I paid...
Still 35 quid for your area, by the way.
Yeah, I think I paid 60 quid, wasn't it, for the free tickets.
But you haven't bought them yet, you said.
No, for the free, you know, so when thing, because I bought the free package for the first three games, so the Freiburg game was 30 quid. And this is the thing, the Freiburg game in December was £30. Yeah? It's now 35.
35, I'd have to pay another 15 for...
How much is where you are, band free?
Huh? I think it's about 45, actually.
So that's a fiver dearer for you as well.
Yeah. I really want to go, because, right, we're in the last 16, and, you know, you just don't know when we won't be in Europe again, and, you know... But it's going to be a struggle.
Why?
because I've got so much on at work, and my diary's full, you know, trying to get...
you can't get out early.
Well, I'm going to try and arrange meetings. Look, I'll tell you what the ticket prices are, right? Do you want to know general sale or season ticket?
Well, go on, season ticket.
Season ticket, right? 1966 West, 70 quid. 1966, 65 quid. Band 1, 60. Band 2, 50. Band 3, so that's me, 40. It's actually 40. Band 4 is 35. Band 5 is 30. I thought you were band 5.
I am.
So why is it 35? Huh?
So you're saying my ticket's 30 quid?
30 quid and band 6, 30 quid.
All right, that's how much.
But I wonder whether, because you didn't buy it in time, you're having to pay general sale prices.
Well, I haven't bought yet. I was just looking. I thought it was.
General sale prices, band 1, 65, band 2, 55, band 3, 45, band 4, 40, and band 5 and 6, 35. But I've got to pay 30 quid. For an under 18. Oh no, 25 for an under 18. 30 quid for an under 21. I'm sure, look, I don't think it's going to sell out. I can make my decision at the end, can't I?
Yeah.
Anywho.
So I was just looking at the map. What,
I mean, usually I might go, you know, up by you for this game, but actually I'm not saving that much money. If I'm going to make the effort, I might as well go down.
That's a funky map they've got now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I don't like it, actually.
No, it seems a bit...
It's a bit clunky.
So let's see how much that ticket is.
This is great radio. Great podcast.
Yeah, it is. I'm just looking at a ticket. Select ticket type. Here we go. Adult, 45 quid.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
I was just looking at the map.
Is this not why you're here?
You turn that shit off, will you?
Go on. Right.
So, I was looking to buy on the Bobby Moore lower. 45 quid.
Yeah.
So, of course, what I might have to do then is buy elsewhere and walk round the Bobby Moore lower.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. There'll be a few places.
Yeah. I think we'll be doing that.
I think I've probably got the biggest win rate out of a certain amount of managers as well. So I think if you were...
Go on then.
Let's funny enough, on. He ain't wrong here.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. It's win. That's what I do. I win.
He's win. Yeah, he's, you know... Oh, mate.
Bob. What do you do if you're a Nick, right, and you've been gloating for... weeks and weeks and weeks, and there's back-to-back wins. What do you do? Do you be quiet?
Well, this is the thing. I've not really covered it with you, like the contract. You know, the way he came out with his contract stuff. Oh, I've got this contract, but I'm not signing it, and everything else. And I was talking to like my uncle, and you know, because he hears these things, and he's late 70s now. He's like he's not signing. He's playing hardball, and whatever. And I said, no, it's a game. I said, you don't get it. This is a game.
Yeah.
He's telling the owners through the press, I might not sign it, to make them worried. He thinks that they might be worried if he says, well, you might offer me a contract. If you want to play hardball, I'll play hardball.
Yeah. And then... some of what he says is right. I mean, there is a contract. It's just not finished. And so, you know, is it in a position where he could sign it anyway? No. Has he been offered a contract right this second? Well, it's not complete, so how could he? Did he decide to wait to the end of the season? They both decided. Now, what either person decided, I mean, you know how this works, you know, in negotiation. Let the other person, you know, think that they've got the upper hand. So both sides thinking, well, I asked for it to be at the end of the season, and the board are going... Yeah, well, we're not going to get him to sign a new contract now. We're going to see how the rest of the season goes. So, you know, it's possible for both parties to have a different perspective.
I mean, how many football clubs do you know in the Premier League that run... And bearing in mind, we know this is not the first time this situation's arise.
Yeah.
that allow managers to run their contracts all the way down before deciding where you keep them.
Well, there's not many that would do that, really.
No.
We know that that's what David Sullivan likes to do, though.
But in this day and age,
well, it makes a decision for you. Personally,
no, but what it does is, if you take it, is it good for business? Yeah. Let's say, you know, we say Sullivan runs West Ham for business, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right. Is it good for business to have this much?
No, it's not.
Uncertainty. And this is the bit that
strategy. Your business should be run with strategy, and you should be able to. Yeah. You shouldn't be firefighting.
How does Karen Brady run this, allow this situation to happen?
I think she's the biggest cheerleader for David Moyes. She took over from David Gold as being the, you know, he's good for business, we should sign him. And I think David Sullivan and others listen to the fans more. I mean, it's interesting. I don't really know where Dan Cunningham and Vanessa Gold sit. I mean, on the subject, I mean, Vanessa Gold might well fulfil the wishes of her father, who was a massive fan of David Moyes, and she might be thinking, what would Dad want? Dan Cunningham, I think, is a more of a grassroots fan who might be listening to the fan base and go against that. But I don't know how the voting rights work between, you know, does he get a say for what was Jacqueline's votes? You know, Daniel Krudinski, I haven't covered this. It's a bit more opaque on where his voting rights are because he doesn't own all the shares. 1890 Holdings, actually, I think he owns only 56% of that. And another guy, a Slovak businessman, owns 44%. And that same company owns 99.99% of Slava Prague. And therefore, he has to be at arm's length for not interfering the day-to-day because he's the majority and got complete influence over Slava Prague. He is the chairman. His company has 99.99% of the voting rights. So I think he leaves it elsewhere. So it's a really interesting thing because what David Sullivan, I think, and Karen Brady would offer him another contract in a heartbeat. But Karen Brady doesn't have a vote and David Sullivan only has 38%. So it really matters what Daniel Krudinski and the Gold family vote, really. The rest of them don't matter. You know, 8% for Tripp Smith and 1.1% for
That's mad, really, when you think about how you can have an owner of one football club owning shares in another football club that can play in the same UEFA competition.
Yeah, and you know he's got. I think this is why he's at arm's length. You know, everybody going, oh no, he's a majority of Slava Prague. No, I've read the court documents in Czech Republic, and it's clear. And these are for late 2022 that you know he owns or his holding company that owns the West Ham shares own 99.99. So you know it's very clear which club he influences, and that's Slava Prague and not West Ham. Anyway, my point is, I don't know which. I'm pretty sure which way David Sullivan will vote. I'm not so sure which way the Gold family or the Krudinski company will vote. And I guess we'll know at the end of the season.
Mm.
They don't really like to vote on these kind of things, but I think they're going to have an open vote.
Yeah, it's just you know for business people. You know, just indicative, really.
Yeah.
Indicative.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyway, Bob's Full House says, last week I said Moyes I wanted to extend Zuma's contract. And you thought I was wrong. Bit rude, he said. Did you, Sean? Do you still believe I was wrong? Brady and acrylic paints out.
What? They want to. Who wants to extend one?
Dave Moyes wants to extend Zuma's contract.
No. I don't know what David Moyes is thinking, but I clearly know what the senior source is thinking on this. And his view is we got our pants pulled down on the Zuma contract. So I would be flabbergasted if we extend his contract. I might be wrong, you know, maybe. Who was it who's done this question?
Bob's Full House.
Well, Bob's Full House might know information that I don't. But I've not heard anything of a contract, and I'll be very surprised.
Right, okay. You'd be surprised. Right, okay. That's good to be surprised, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 5-0 at half-time.
Oh, is it? Let me have a look at my fantasy league.
Declan Rice has even scored.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
How many questions have we got tonight? Just so I can sort
just
of...
a few.
How many?
Paul Turner says he's noticed that me and Jay are never on the same podcast together. We are exactly different people. We're not the same person. So when we argue, we're not arguing as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. You haven't been on the same podcast since the missing episode.
Podcaster there never got broadcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's not one to gossip. Boring football, he says. 7 goals in 2 games, and I don't remember being bored leaving Tottenham and Arsenal away this season. Daniel McClelland. G'day. He's from Kent.
G'day.
He says, I'm a self-confessed flip-flopper all season. Here's my question. If you do want Moyes out at the end of the season, I know not time to talk about it after 2 good wins, but who would you want in? And he put, cheers from small Waikiri, small town in South Australia. Brady out. You're supposed to answer that question, Sean.
Oh, sorry. What was it again?
Here we go. People ask questions and you're not paying attention. Get off your phone.
Yeah, did you know I was on my phone?
Yeah, I know. Because it all goes quiet.
Yeah, go on.
If you do want Moyes out, who would you like to come in?
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone.
Gary O'Neill or Eddie Howe?
Out of those two, who do you think's got a chance?
Gary O'Neill.
All right, okay. For those listeners, Waikiri is on the Murray River. It's on the Murray River. It's not far from Puginook and the Yarra Lagoon. And there's a nice conservation park there, Maze Island. Nearest big town. Looks a long, long way. Oh, it's Adelaide. Not too far, then. Nearest big town. There you go. It's Waikiri, where Mr. McLennan lives. Personally, I'm never one to pick managers. I don't know, realistically. I actually think you got more chance of getting Eddie Howe than you have of getting Gary O'Neill.
Who says that? You?
Me, yeah.
All right.
And I'll tell you why, because I think... If Newcastle don't get European football, get knocked out the FA Cup pretty soon, or unless they did get knocked out, or they got a tough round or whatever. I think they're through. But if they get knocked out the FA Cup, don't get to Wembley, I think, and you know, they've realised they can't purchase all the players they want at the speed they want to because of FFP. I think... You know, they may decide to part ways with Eddie Howe.
Oh, I love Eddie Howe.
Yeah, in which case, you know, all day long, I'd have Eddie Howe.
Would you?
So, yeah, Eddie Howe. I'd have Gary O'Neill, to be fair. Ex-West Ham player. I think he's shown what he did at Bournemouth was fantastic. What he did, what he's done at Wolves is
better. Yeah, no, he's done brilliant at Wolves,
and,
I think.
You know, he's a bright young manager, someone that we can get behind for 4 or 5 years and believe in, hopefully.
Yeah. How old is Gary O'Neill?
Like in his early 40s.
Yeah, he's young, isn't he?
Yeah, it was only 10 years ago, wasn't it? He was playing for us.
Yeah, he's 40 years old exactly, actually.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Believe it or not. And... Yeah, well, he's about, you're right, he's about turn 41 in May. So he's got a few more months left of his 40. Mm. When did he play for West Ham?
2013 or 2012 to 2014.
2011 to 2013.
Oh, there you go.
Then went to QPR, then went to Norwich, then went to Bristol, then went to Bolton Wanderers, and only retired in 2019.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
I lost track of him when he left us, to be fair. But I thought he was a good player for us as well.
Yeah, he was.
Gary Yamour. Lovely evening. Evening, chaps. Hope you all well. Would you rather have the knackered knees of Zuma or the septic elbows of Parks? Brady Arts.
I don't understand the question.
Right. Well, what would you rather? Would you rather have the knees of Zuma or the elbows of Parks?
What was wrong with Parks' elbows?
Nothing, actually. The problem with Parks, funny enough, Gal, was his knees were shot.
Oh.
That's,
well, I'll go with Parks then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably go with Parks as well.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go on.
Parks or Areola?
Phil's a bit old now, isn't he? He's,
in his prime.
Oh, in his prime. In his prime, Phil Parks.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, in his prime.
I don't know how you judge goalkeepers unless you're going to look at how many clean sheets and, you know, how do you...
I thought of that. Obviously, how would I come up with a...
You would. The number one... Yeah, that's your next...
Yeah.
The number one goalkeeper.
So...
With another Nigel Kahn formula.
Yeah. But I'd obviously, it's hard because you go, oh, clean sheets and saves made. But you can't measure saves made because, you know, we don't keep them records back in the day.
No.
We could probably look at Parks' clean sheets. But then again, that's done in conjunction with a defence...
Yeah.
Plus, also, Phil spent the first two and a half years at West Ham playing in Division Two.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
You know, so you would then go back to what I did with the managers and discount that, you know, chop that about. There's got to be a way, you know. There's got to be like I did with the managers. That was just a bit of fun, to be fair.
Well, okay, let me know. Come on. What reference material are you looking to find hat tricks all time?
Do you want to know? Seriously.
Yeah I'm not going to copy
it. I go through the record books and I look at every game that we scored three or more goals.
Well, I thought about that, but then I thought that's going to take forever.
Oh, yes, Sean.
Oh, so that's, I mean, that's the, I guess the only way to do it. Jesus.
Yeah, if you want a definitive record, of every player to score the hat trick, because...
You've started in 1901.
1900.
Right? 1900, yeah. Sorry. 1900.
Yeah.
So you missed out Thames Ironworks. You're starting from 1900.
Well, West Ham was formed in 1900, Sean.
Yeah, all right. So you're looking for West Ham from 1900.
Yeah.
And you've gone through 39 years so far of games.
So far, yeah.
How many games did they play in the 1900s?
42 a season.
Wow.
So,
but I guess you look at them and skip them, anyone you didn't score three goals or more.
Naturally, there's easy ones to go past. But we've got great names like Charles Satherwaite, you know, Christopher Carrick. And
what website are you using? You're using 11 versus 11 or something else?
No, I don't use that website. Okay. I've got the books, haven't I? So,
all right, so you're manually looking at the results.
Yeah, manually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Danny Shea, Tommy Caldwell.
Interesting. I'll be very interested with that.
There's a great name that this bloke called Tudor Martin. Tudor Martin played 11 games for West Ham, scoring 7 goals. You know, when you think, what happened back then? Because he got hat-trick in his first game at Newcastle away. So, I don't know whether to include the war games. The league's played in the wars.
I may do
that separately because generally...
I was sort of looking... I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if you're just looking at West Ham senior hat-tricks or whether you're only looking at top flight hat-tricks.
No, I'm looking at hat-tricks I've gone through because obviously, Sean, between 1919 and 1923, we played Division 2.
Yeah.
And between 1932 and 1939, we were in Division 2. So I've not... just gone for top flight. I've gone for who played, who scored an hat trick. I mean, you got the likes of the people, it's not just that. I mean, you know, as you said, Vic Watson, I've got him down for 14.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I have 13.
And that don't include the double hat trick he got where he scored 6 in one game.
Someone asked me whether Jimmy Greaves had ever got a hat trick for West Ham. He got many hat tricks.
Yeah, not for West Ham.
But not for West Ham. I think he was on a little bit of the booze by the end of the when he joined us.
He got 2 in his first game, though, against Man City.
Yeah. And he hasn't he got the record? He scored 6 for England and scored another like 14 or 15 hat tricks in his career, but none for West Ham.
Yeah, none for West Ham.
Paolo Di Canio didn't score a hat-trick.
No. But Fred Norris against Oldham in 1932 did.
And so did Billy Bonzo, which surprised me a bit.
Yes, yes. Bonzo against Chelsea.
And obviously,
I think he was
we all
top
know
scorer that season.
Alvin Martin, and he talks about it with his perfect hat-trick.
Yeah, left foot, right foot, head up.
Yeah.
Against 3 different keepers.
Yeah.
Do you know who the keepers were?
No.
Do you know who one of them
telling
were?
The story.
Do you know who one of them were? Who's the most famous keeper he scored against?
No, I still don't know.
All right. Peter Beardsley.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
That may have been for the penalty.
Yeah.
The first keeper, I think the first keeper done his shoulder. And then another bloke went in. And I don't know if he pulled a muscle. And then they put Peter Beardsley in goal, which is quite funny.
Peter Beardsley.
Anyway. Jeffrey L. Smith, I think the L stands for Lee, I'm pretty sure. Even though great pods, keep it up. Regarding sending youngsters on loan, surely we should send them somewhere they'll play. Good question. How many minutes has Marshall had at West Brom? Wouldn't it have been better to send him somewhere else to ensure he got minutes under his belt? Brady out, Lennon Nigel in. And he's answered the question, Sean. Save you looking it up.
Cool.
3 appearances. His total playing time's 1 hour.
There you go.
Ricky Payne. With Zuma looking like he's struggling to run constantly, talking of Payne, would you put Oggy back in to let him recover?
Do you know what? We were talking about this the other night. I mean, he looked good last time he came on, so why not? I'd probably play him tomorrow night against Freiburg.
Yeah, I would. Here, Sean says, here up, gents, Nick Harvey. Sullivan touts and Brady touts. He said, but I'll leave boys alone this week.
Aye.
Yorkshire. Two wins in a week. What more could you ask for?
Not more, but I'm sure.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
From Nick Wood.
Where shall I begin? Dropping Zuma would be a good start, and I'll leave it there for this week. So there you go. 2 wins in a week, and he wants to drop Zuma. But he has noticed Sean tweeted a lot about the old stadium. Has Sully issued a directive to focus on something other than the team and manager?
Well, do you know what? It's a bit of the old, same old, same old. And people are going, what's the news? Well, when the best news is whether an upside down W is missing, right? I just thought, there's a bit of content. You know?
Typical you, though. You always shoot your bolt early. You know, what? You've put it all out there. You could have drip fed it. You've got an international week coming up in a couple of weeks.
I've still got tons of it. I've still got so many pictures. And I've been releasing two or three a day. I've got so much still to come.
Cheeky Lions. Evening, gents. Oh, and Sean. Hope you all will. Been a strange few weeks. 2 weeks ago, we were all ready to slit our wrists. 2 wins later, things are rosy. He's undecided whether Moyes should go. But he thinks surely better the devil you know. But who do we bring in? And who to say it won't be anyone different from Pellegrini? Please convince me otherwise. Well, I can't convince you because who knows, Steve? Secondly, what do you all have for tea tonight? Keep doing what you're doing. Use lot are great.
What did you have for tea?
I had roast beef, vegetables, but mashed potato. I ain't complaining, missus, if you're listening. I do like roast, but the mash was nice. And Yorkie puds.
I had a lovely sort of venison mince, sort of shepherd's pie with broccoli. And it had venison mince with carrots and onions and some like stocks and leeks.
You can take the most working class meal and fucking posh it up for some snobbery.
No, this is a mindful chef. It's better to eat venison than it is beef. It's leaner meat.
What is the herder of deer called then? Is he called a shepherd?
I don't get you.
Well, shepherd pie is lamb. Because the shepherds look after sheep. Do shepherds look after deers?
You're right. It's not a shepherd's pie. What the herder of deer called?
I don't know.
Anyway, I had a venison.
Lord of the Manor. Normally,
I had a venison pie. There you go. I had a venison pie.
There you go.
And it's not venison's not posh. It's a very
shut up, Sean.
It's not.
It is posh. Nobody where I come from sits down and goes, do you know what? I fancy a bit of venison.
Oh, you should do. It's a lovely.
Yeah. Because we'd all go, that's deer.
Like that.
You know, that's it. I've tried it once. It
you
was
can,
all right.
You can swap
I won't
out. Ostrich is a very nice meat, Nigel. Have you ever had ostrich?
Have I had ostrich? I don't think so.
I'll treat you to an ostrich steak one of these days.
What did we have? What did I have when I went bleeding Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, well, we had some... did we have some pigeon? Or was it guinea fowl? It was either guinea fowl or pigeon, but we had a lot of fish dishes, and you didn't like any of the fish dishes we had at Gordon
Ramsay's. There was the thing that looked like Angel Delight. That was awful. Was that the crab froth or something?
Oh, it was a crab broth. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Or a crab mousse. It was, or is it lobster mousse? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Taking the bisque.
But the white truffles, you couldn't do that. Amazing.
Couldn't do that. No. John was happy, though.
Yeah, John was happy.
I think that was Venice. That's where I had the deer, wasn't it? Wasn't that steak?
I think you did have some venison.
I think that's where I turned around and went, can I meet in Bambi?
Yeah, you did. You're right. You did. It's the one thing you did like. You went, oh, that's all right.
Actually, that was the one thing I liked, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, no, didn't we have like a chocolate pudding for afters?
Yeah, we did.
That was, so I went out and had a
15-course tasting menu.
I had a steak meal with chocolate pudding. Oh, dear. And a different drop of wine for each meal, and I don't drink wine, so I didn't even get to drink that.
There was a lovely pairing, so with every dish, there was a pairing wine.
That was a great, actually, I look back now, and I'm glad I went. I took a bit of convincing, but I'm glad I win. But, ain't my cup of tea, that's for sure. Evening all, says the Colonel. It's Paul Sanders. This is after an impressive performance from Areola. I want to know if you all think he might go on to be better than any other keeper in the Premier League era. For us, he says, though, obviously. for getting a few more seasons out of him. He says, I can't remember a better shot stopper, and he seems to be getting better and better. Wow. Premier League era goalkeepers, you ready, Sean?
Go on, then.
Obviously, the first one was Ludo.
Yeah.
You throw a bit of... then we went to Shaka with Craig Forrest.
Oof.
Thrown in.
Not sure about Craig Forrest.
I didn't mind Shaka. Bywater, briefly, oof, but not all that. We struggled a bit. We had the bloke from Man United, the Irishman. He weren't all that. Mm. We had the French
Joel.
Geezer. We had the French geezer that won the World Cup, very briefly. Bernard Lamar. He was okay, actually. Obviously, went back to PSG after we did him a favour.
Yeah.
Then early, what do we have? Oh, David James. How can I forget?
David James,
he weren't bad, though, J-Mo.
Have you got up to Rob Green?
Not yet. So, Rob Green, 2000... Who did we come up with? 2005. Well, Bywater and Jimmy Walker, wasn't it? With a goalkeeper.
Jimmy Walker.
2005, when we won the playoffs. 2006 was when we brought in Rob Green. Rob Green was decent.
I remember going, England's number one, and he would lift up
oh,
three.
Oh, because we brought Shaka back. What the heck did I forget? The cup final. Then after Rob Green moved on, we came up with Juicy Jaskalainen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not for me.
He was good, old Jaskalainen. Yeah.
The Boltonisation of West Ham under Shammy. He weren't getting my vote. Adrian. Maybe. Another one that had a mistake in him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Then Joe Hart.
No.
Blue Hot or Cold.
Adrian, though. Great memories with Adrian.
Fabianski.
I assume he's retired now. He went to Liverpool, obviously, won a medal.
No, he's still there.
No.
I think he got a League Cup medal.
No.
Yeah, straight up.
Was he like number three or something?
He's the third choice keeper, isn't he?
Wow.
Well, he might have been the reserve keeper because I think he's their third choice keeper.
Wow.
That's a good point, isn't it? That's a good point. I'm going to look that up very quickly.
Well, Adrian.
Yeah, so.
I'll never forget him scoring his penalty when he took his gloves off and scored his penalty.
Let's look at the team. You ready, Sean?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Lineups. Here we go. So, was he on the bench? Substitute players. Yeah, he was on the bench, Sean.
No.
He was their reserve goalkeeper.
Was he?
Yeah, because Alisson's out, isn't he? So their proper reserve was in goal, Kellerer.
Yeah, yeah.
So Adrian's on the bench, so he got a medal. He's won the League Cup.
There you go.
There's someone that went on to bigger and better things.
Quiz question.
Yeah. I don't know if technically... if Liverpool is near at the Spain. I don't know if he's... Because he obviously left us, didn't he? To be nearer Rome, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think it is. It's in the wrong direction.
So next up, it's Ryan Doyle. Is a name I've not heard. Doily. Says, evening, gents. Another 3 points. Beautiful, undeserved win is what he does. But in all seriousness... We're seventh and doing well, regardless of how we play. Though he says, without Areola this season, we'd be so much worse off and our goal difference horrendous. Does Nigel still prefer Fab in between the sticks? If so, why? Areola, Emerson or Bowen for Ham of the year. Moyes and everyone out. Do I prefer Fabianski in between the sticks? What I say is that I think Fabianski is as good as a keeper as Areola is, and Areola is as good as a keeper as Fabianski is. I've always gone with Fabianski because I don't think he ever let us down. I actually think it was the right move by Moyes to put Areola in as number one this season. But if you look when Fabianski came in and played, he didn't play badly this season in the Premier League.
But Areola is a better shot stopper. I don't think he is
as better shot stopper than Fabianski. I'll tell you, and there's one way, is not obviously he saved the penalty at the weekend, but Fabianski's penalty save record far outstrips anything Areola's done. So the penalty's like a one-on-one shot. You can't get anything better than that. So you think, well, so Fabianski is a good shot stopper. He can get caught out at the near post. But it's the right thing to do, purely with the fact that, you know, generally a keeper can go on to 40. You know, Parks played onto his 40. His knees were shot to pieces. Should have gone a bit earlier. But then still went to Ipswich at 41 and had a season there. Shilton went to 45, I think, 46. You know, keepers can go on. But if you look at Shilton's career, he went to 45, 46. The last 3 years was hardly spent playing football. He was a reserve keeper, including at West Ham. So, you know, I'm quite happy with either in goal.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's good to have two keepers. I think Areola's on a good contract anyway. I'd be making sure that Fabianski stays.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. I think he's, you know, put him on another 12 months.
Yeah. Mickey Clifford, how you doing, Mick? Says, evening, gentlemen. Hope you're all doing well. Any new films lined up, Len? He's not here.
So. I don't know why you ask Len questions. He called you a sellout last week. Mick, for selling your book in the club shop, and you still entertain him, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. To be fair to Mick, I think that was his pressure caused by the publishers.
It was. He told me. He said, "My publishers."
If I ever write a book, Sean, the one place it won't be for sales in the club shop. So,
never say never, Nigel.
No. Well, all right. Let me put it like this. Under this current ownership regime, yeah, the last place in this shirt place. Nigel, he's asked again, do I think Fabianski's better than Areola? And do you think after the last couple of results, we could push on to get a top seven finish? He says, seems we've had a dip in form, but we're now back on it. I mean, when you say we've had a dip in form, and this is the funny thing is, we got beat by Man United and Arsenal. Two teams that beat us generally. Forest away, I suppose, disappointing.
Yeah.
Then again, but Forest away last season, they beat us.
Yeah.
So, I'm not. It was a blip, but when you look at, when you throw in the Man United and Arsenal, Man United away and Arsenal at home, we don't generally.
I mean, our last win was on the 28th.
Against Arsenal away. Yeah, but hold up. But then look at league games. We drew with Sheffield United. Right? We drew with Sheffield United, who, frankly, I feel we got cheated. And I don't often say that, but I think we did. They should never have had a penalty. And if theirs was a penalty, then our one was a penalty straight after it. So, you know, that's two points we've dropped there.
I tell you what, Nigel, we needed VAR at my... Finley's had a semi-final for the Cup on Sunday.
How was it?
Went all a bit pear-shaped.
Oh, didn't it?
We lost a man for a second yellow arguing with the ref after like 30 minutes on a 3G pitch, which the hosts obviously got used to. And then last man goes through with us. Someone brings him down, he only gets yellow. And you're going, hang on a minute, ref. We lost 7-2. Not a good way to go out of semi-final.
No. Sounds like a Moyes formation. evening, fellas, says Steve Mothersoul. He's got a question for Sean. I've just moved to Gloucester. It's going to take a 7-hour round trip to get to the Solus Bowl. Should I keep my season ticket or Brady out? Well, Steve.
Well, I always say to people, right? And actually, I've said this a lot today, but Kim Maguire was talking about, actually, one of his friends called Jules, Julie, that has got a problem with her spine and she's almost paralysed and can't go to games anymore. And he said, look, football's more than about having a go at the manager, more than about results, more about winning things. It's about the people you go with. And I totally subscribe to this, right? So my question, and I always say to people when they go, oh, I'm going to give up my season ticket, go, what are you going to do with that time, right? If you give up your Saturday or Sunday, whatever it is, what are you going to do with that time? Are you going to spend more time with your family? Are you going to take up another hobby? You know? So it's just as much about the experience. So for me, you know, I travel from Surrey. You know, I meet with my son and we go, we talk, we're on the tube, we're on the train, we go and drink somewhere, we go and eat somewhere. You know, the football's only 90 minutes. The rest of it is about having a day.
Yeah, but look, I'm not just saying a thing or whatever. But what I'm saying is I think your situation is a bit different. I mean, I think, you know, if you and Finlay were living together 7 days a week, he might have had enough of you.
Yeah, true.
To not want to go with you.
Yeah, get off the roads, by the way. We bought
a car. He's a smart kid. He's got his head screwed on. So yeah. He obviously got things from his mother rather than you.
Yeah.
So
he's got a car, by the way. We bought him a car. We're driving.
Which he got from you, not his mother. So well done. Yeah. But
you know what? So my question about context is, if he's going on his own 7 hours, that's pretty boring unless you've got something else to do, you know, writing a blog or something. But if you're going with people, and part of that experience, that 7 hour trip, is talking, to listen to music, listening to this podcast, or whatever it happens to be, what I'd ask you is, if you gave up your season ticket this year, what are you going to do with the time? Are you going to really do something more productive, or are you just going to sit at home on the sofa on your ass and just watch TV?
Yeah, but he might watch the game. I mean, moving to Gloucester, I mean, find other West Ham fans that travelled to the game, Steve, that live in Gloucester.
Yeah, I mean, think that's a fair point.
Maid Marian's not far from you.
He don't go, though.
Up that, well, yeah, sorry, I did say people to go to games. Didn't
he don't go.
I forgot he don't go to them.
Don't worry, he doesn't listen to this podcast either. So.
No, I think, is there any American sport at the moment that he's watching? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the dude, Gloucester, I don't know, I get it, it can be.
Look, Dodsey comes from Somerset.
Tottenham,
We know people who come from Germany.
Yeah.
You know, we know people who come from Scotland. You know, there are a lot of people that make the sacrifice. It depends on your circumstance as well. Are you retired or are you, you know...
Can you give up the day? Because what he's now
doing... that's a good question.
Is the whole day. You know,
it's certainly the whole day for me. I mean, there's nothing else I can do on a match day.
No, not for me.
Well, that's because you're a towner.
Well, yeah. I can be parked up in half hour, and then I've got 10 minute DLR, or not even 10 minute DLR ride. I can leave my house and be in my seat in 45 minutes because I've actually done it. So
anywho, we've digressed again.
So crack on, Steve. Don't give it up. Basically,
don't give it up.
Next up is the Pope Steve himself, Simon Pope. Evening, gentlemen. He says, I'll take the 3 points for Saturday. We've got no choice. We won them. However, back to type with our game plan, other than the last 15, 20 minutes. Why can we set up and play like we did against Brentford, then the very next game go to defensive shitty football? I'll tell you why, Si. One, we weren't playing Brentford. We were playing Everton. Two, we're playing away from home. And generally, the home team will attack more. If you look throughout the whole of the Premier League, generally, the home teams attack more than the away teams, generally. Strip out the Man Cities and whatever in the world, and that's what you find. You can't complain about it away. At home, different kettle of fish. He says, this is one of the reasons us West Ham fans don't want Moyes here next season. What do you all think? You just heard my reasoning. I don't get this bit where people expect us to play a certain way every game. And what no one can tell me, so I'll say it, it's not worth asking you, Sean, is it?
Why'd
what
you say
season?
That?
No, this question.
All right, yeah, no.
So when the way West Ham play in your head, or you want West Ham to play in your head, this forward-thinking, permanently forward-thinking, attacking brand of football. Tell me the manager that delivered that.
Good point.
Because I've watched a lot of West Ham from Ron Greenwood onwards, and specifically not so much Ron Greenwood, John Lowe and whatever. I watched a lot of West Ham football, and Lowe will always be the god to me of West Ham managers. But that's because as a kid, I had him from the age of me being 7 to the age of 19. So I grew up and became a man under John Lowe. And he was West Ham through and through. So, but a lot of the football under him was fucking shit.
Hmm.
And I'm not speaking out of turn when I say that. A lot of it was.
I can't remember next... Last week, never alone.
No,
the football
not, that's
scale.
What I'm saying.
I remember the. I'm not a purist. I remember goals. I remember incidents. I'm not a purist. And
this
say,
is
oh.
the thing I don't get when people go to me about Allardyce. The reason why I won't have it with Allardyce is that Moyes A wins more games than Allardyce for West Ham. B, he scores more goals than West Ham under Allardyce did.
For me, it's about winning and scoring goals. And maybe I'm a bit of a Luddite, but I don't care. I don't have to go, oh my God, they did not pass out the back. I can't believe they kicked it long. And it just landed for Bowen and he just passed it and scored. That's not right, is it? It wasn't passed out from the back. What would Bobby Moore be turning in his grave? I mean, come on.
But I blame Pep and people like him. Bring over this total football. I find Man City a bit boring. There you go. I don't care. I just, you know, if someone can tell me, but let's get it right. I am on record saying, if I had 50 quid to go and watch West Ham play, any manager, I'd probably go and choose either Lyle's team of 86 or Harry Redknapp's team, late 90s.
Mm.
Possibly Harry's. That's the team.
Not Bilic at all?
Bilic was great. I love Slav, and I couldn't. He had some
exciting times, you know.
Yeah.
When Payet was going for it, you know, they were great days, you know.
Yeah, I felt sorry for the end. I thought I don't think he should have been sacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think we were sitting 17th.
Yeah.
You know, not 8th or 9th.
True. Or 7th even. Anywho.
Yeah. Anyway, so tell me what you think. Mark Hunter, evening all. He says, football's so much about momentum, and with Ariola in that form, it didn't go against us. It's a great result. He says, do you think Zuma looks so bad because of the socks? They just look weird on him.
They do look a bit weird.
Brady out, but Moyes in for now.
He just, I don't know about you, but every time, he just seems to run awkwardly. And he always looks like he's injured. But that's just his natural... movement, I guess.
Yeah. Next up, Jake Daniel says, does it look like Souček has played a lot better since Calvin Phillips was brought in? Irritates me that he needed competition to play the ball forward rather than sidewards.
Yeah, you could have a point there. I mean, I didn't see the game, so I don't know how Calvin Phillips...
He did okay. He came on 65 minutes for... Yeah. I mean, this is the bit that baffled me. And this is where I do look at Moyes and think, really? James Ward-Prowse takes a corner, sets up Zuma. We score. Excuse me. James Ward-Prowse, 1 minute later, subbed off for Calvin Phillips. Now, you tell me how that's an attacking move.
It's not.
No.
He's going, oof. I put my neck on the line to...
Yeah, to sign him.
So
I've got to give him
blood. I better give him a run out.
Paid out for him because instead of swapping him to Souček, Souček pops up with, you know, a goal that set us up. Grant Crockford, the old Bicester Hammer evening chaps. He's getting a new contract, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have bought some water. If you were a darts player, what would your nickname be? Brady out, Sullivan out.
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? And that's one of the questions. We've been asked many questions over the 11, 13 years. I've never been asked that one. What's the young kid's called? What's his name?
Luke the Nuke.
Luke the Nuke.
I don't think you know because it is a. See, you got to be like Shaun the what?
Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep? No. Shaun the Sheep Whetstone? No. Shaun the Stooge?
Yes.
That's you, isn't it?
Shaun the Stooge.
As you come on, everybody going, Stooge!
Yeah. I've got a young apprentice called Billy who works for me. He's doing a cyber analyst. And he's a really young lad. And he asked me about my social media, and I told him about, you know, my Twitter account and the podcast. And he's been following the Twitter, and he went, a lot of people really don't like you, Sean, do they? Why do they call you the Stooge? He's not a West Ham fan. Oh. He goes, what? They give you a lot of grief. I went, yeah, don't worry.
Well, someone at work listened to a podcast, and I didn't get told who it was, but apparently they said, fucking hell, he can talk, can't he?
Who, you?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
And I said...
Yeah, you can.
Well, I can, but ain't that the idea of a podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, if I just sat here and said nothing, it'd be a bit pointless, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Sort of hashtag.
I've got to hold it together when he's just being in silence. People. What am I supposed to do?
It's one thing we've never had a problem, and is it?
He's going to drift away in a minute, look at his phone, see any news going, or do I have to post another video from Upton Park? Got to get my numbers up, haven't you, Sean? Got to keep your numbers up.
Yeah.
Old Bazamico, one of my favourite Canadians. He said, I didn't manage to watch the game at the weekend as I was finishing off the kitchen, Nigel. Please take note. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh.
I didn't start my kitchen work to watch the game, Baz. Top trump there. Questions for you threes. There's only two of us. He has 14 right now, but do you think Jarrod Bowen become our first top flight 20 goal scorer?
Yes, 100%.
Since Tony Cotty 37 years ago?
Yeah.
Who knew that signing 60 strikers in 14 years isn't conducive to having a 20-goal score? Right.
It's not Tony Cotty, is it? I thought there's another one after Tony Cotty.
So you're going to go, what about John Artson?
Yeah.
Ah, John Artson in the league, 19,
I believe. It was in all competitions, was it?
All comps. Of course, if silly boy John hadn't been banned for the last four league games... because of the amount of red cards he got, he probably would have finished. I think when he played his last game for us, he was top scorer.
I like Johnny Artson.
Yeah.
John Artson got a hat trick, didn't he?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Don't think he did, Sean.
Not in league. I thought we got an hat-trick.
What, a cup hat-trick? Frank Lampard got a couple of hat-tricks for us.
I know Frank Lampard. Senior or junior?
Junior. Senior didn't score an hat-trick.
Yeah, I was going to say junior got a hat-trick. I thought he only got one, but if you say two.
Well, he... you're right. Fucking hell. John Artson got an hat trick against Huddersfield Town.
I thought so. He was in my list. That's what I said.
Right, okay.
Well, you have to add him to your list.
Yeah, I will. Frankie boy, though. Luckily, I keep my book next to me. That's why. I can do it so quick. Shall we have a quick look at Frank, see what he did?
Yeah.
Make sure I skip not long to make sure I get junior, not senior. He did score an hat-trick, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That was a League Cup game. Walsall was a League Cup game.
Yeah. Ricardo Vaste, I think he was... it wasn't a league one. I think it was a cup game as well.
All can.
Huh?
All can.
Yeah. There was one I forgot I saw, but it happened in a reserve game, and I thought, no, you can't count
that. Don't count them.
Yeah. It's a 3-3, and I can't. It was a famous person. They got a hat trick, and they got all the goals, but it was a reserve, so we don't count them.
All right, yeah. Ted Sexton.
Yep.
How you doing, Ted? Hope you will. Well, I know you will, because we conversed, don't we, on email. Evening, gentlemen. Great 10 minutes on Saturday. Oh, Ted, please, don't go. You're watching too much claret and booze, Ted. Ariola saved our bacon again. At this stage of the season, who are you favouring to take the title?
I mean, it's hard to bet against City, but, you know, Arsenal, how many points away, Nige?
Arsenal will be 2 points off the top.
See, my concern is they're bottle it and City know how to see this out.
Well, the Man City have got to play Liverpool. So...
Oh, no. I'm going to still say City and Arsenal will just lose out again.
Well, it's 6-0 now, Arsenal.
Oh, is it?
Just, yeah. So I'm pretty
I'm
sure...
I'm glad we're not the only ones who lost 6-0.
Liverpool and Man City have got to play each other. Now, here's the thing. If everybody wins every game, yeah, but Liverpool and Man City draw, Arsenal win the title on goal difference.
Wow.
And
Declan Rice gets his medal.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
You see, he got Premier League Player of the Year at the London Awards.
Yeah. Don't get it.
How did Ange get?
And Tottenham's keeper.
Yeah. Well, you know, this shows you everything. David Moyes didn't even go.
Who votes for these?
Don't know, but David Moyes didn't even know.
The London, I mean, in all seriousness, these are the London football walls. Who votes for them?
I don't know. I think I remember it's like journalists and stuff, so it's all a bit biased.
It's a laughing joke. They made themselves a fool.
Yeah.
Absolute fool. Who got Arsenal's sixth goal? A different player. White.
Who got the assist?
Ben White. Kai Havertz.
Mm. Some
players. Yeah. They've probably stopped after six. Then again, when you're 5-0 up at half time, they're right, you know. They've kept them down to one, haven't they? Which is, you know, we let two in, but then again. So we're there with Sheffield United. Oh, good. Paul Celeb Stewart Artura says, "Hi, fellas, you had a good weekend. What do we think's been the key factor behind change of form?"
Pacatar.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah. I don't think it's the key factor.
It's a catalyst. Like I said last week, catalyst. Whether it makes the lift the players up, whether it's the fans, who knows? But
yeah,
you have to say there's this magic secret ingredients in Pacatar.
There was a period where we had none of them. Yeah, we lost Bowen to injury, Kudus to Africa, Pakatar injury. Yeah, Bowen then came back, possibly too early. You could tell we weren't sharp. Kudus comes back from Africa, you know. Normally they used to come back with malaria. You know, at least he didn't come back with that. But he was definitely off the pace as well.
Yeah, true.
So...
Well, you know, if you remember, he was injured.
What I'm saying. So yeah. there's all this is never factored into it when people want to have a rant. Yeah? And when people want to pick holes and pick faults. Now, we've got our best 11 on the pitch, haven't we?
We have.
Therefore, it's telling. Chris Kinch, father. So he's still father to me. Good. Well, it's not that he's my dad because I'm older than him, but anyway. Good to get a couple of wins, but does this just paper over the cracks? I don't think it does, Chris. The Doog is back. Mr. Dugan. Great podcast, as always, says. It's probably been asked for, but should Moyes have been offered a new contract immediately after the Europa Conference League win? If he had, do you all think social media toxicity surrounding Moyes would have been so bad this year? One, yes, I do, Sean. Two, no, I don't, as you would have heard me mention that already. You got an answer to that, Sean?
The question was, sorry, my computer was just shutting down. I was thinking, all right, I don't want to lose. So I did a quick save. Say that again. All
right. Why was your computer shutting down?
Because I've taken off battery.
Oh, you idiot. He says, should Moyes have got a new contract in the summer?
No.
And after the Europa Conference League win, you don't think he should have done?
I'm not one to look back at things with hindsight, so no, I'm sure.
So you think it's better to have this where
I think we should have offered him it at the beginning of the season after we started the season with a bang. I know that's, you know, I think you're right. Leaving it now, it just leaves uncertainty. Yeah.
Daryl Holly, hi all, says, hope you're well. Goals are fun, wins are fun. But a slight shame we've already had two of our five wins already with so many games left. Who's the other three wins against, in your opinion? Could we even get more? Well, that we did cover that in the earlier podcast.
Yeah, episode 38.
There you go. But just for you quickly, the wins. I'll pick out the wins. Obviously, Burnley will be win three. Then I reckon Fulham will be win four, Palace win five, and I'll chuck in a Brucey bonus. Luton will be win six. So, Moisey was right. There you go. And I think we could probably win another one out of that. So we could get more. Ian Gravett, he says, love you all. Brady out, Spiv Midget out. Well, that's a bit arsey, to be fair. Sean's not that bad. I wouldn't call him a spiv.
Harsh.
Everyone needs to get a bit of perspective. I was backing you up there. What are you moaning more? We scored 7-2, but conceded 11-4. Our defence is awful. Besides bit around the nipple, keeping the score down. Well, he didn't keep the score down against Arsenal, did he? So, that could be classed as harsh as well. True though, isn't it? And the good news, Sean.
Yep.
I think.
Oh,
that's
David Hulsink.
Oh yeah.
Cool, you'd have been in trouble. I can read it out if not.
No, I've got it. Here we go. I'm sending this to all three of you because that's what Sean suggested.
Yeah, I did when he talked to me last night.
I don't know who the other two were, but anyway.
I think he sent it to Jay.
All right. Who do you think Moyes will start with on goal on Thursday, and who do you think he should start with on Thursday?
Yeah, start with Fabianski. And I did say on the WhatsApp group he probably should start with Areola, but then I thought, actually, it's over two legs, so, you know, that'd be unfair to Fab. So, you know, I've changed my mind. I know what I said on the WhatsApp group, Areola, but I'll say Fab and Fab now. I've changed.
Well, the evidence
mind.
Was there last season, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Fabianski number one.
Fabianski, don't let us down.
Yeah, Areola was the cup keeper. He played the cup games. So, Fabianski, for me, should play. And the reason why he should play is because he's the cup keeper this year. That's why. He won't let us down. Bloody better not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's hope not. just double check on Twitter. Make sure nobody's piped up on there. Mark Reaper normally pops in and says... something. No.
There you go.
That's it. That's your lot, Peter.
I think I've probably got the biggest win rate out of a certain amount of managers as well. So I think if you're putting it that way, that's what I do. I win. And I'm coming here to West Ham initially to try and get us wins and away from the wrong end of the table.
There you go.
Do you think playing that all the time helps?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Does it?
It's a famous clip, and we're a podcast, and our medium is sound.
All right.
Anyway, anywho, that's all the time we have. I'm sure we'll be back next week after Burnley. Hopefully there'll be no riot or pitch invasion. I've been Sean. Nigel has been...
Just looking at the Brixton Academy is going to open on the Friday the 19th of April. Ooh, fancy bit of this. Nirvana UK, followed by the Smiths, or the Smives. And then the following Friday, definitely maybe, with the UK Foo Fighters as well. Wow. What a lineup.
One question I meant to ask you, right, before we go. What have you done with the plastic M that you nicked off Rush Green Sign?
I've turned it round the other way and I made a wanker sign out of it.
I wonder who's got that now. Who's going to admit that? They caused all this kerfuffle by nicking the M from the sign. And obviously it's bespoke. You can't just build another one.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, that's all the time we have. We'll be back next week. Bye. Come on, you Iron.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.